Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Greg Council's Cubs will take on Dylan Cease for San Diego.
Yeah, Dylan Cease finished fourth in the Cy Young voting last year. Not been quite that kind of year for him this year.
And Hap swings and misses here. Cease gets him again, make it 1-for-22. Suzuki strikes out on a devilish slider, the second strikeout for Dylan Cease. But he strikes out swinging again, swords up for Cease. You get a 3-2 breaking ball. Another strikeout, that's 4 for Cease. Back to the heater, 100 from Dylan Cease for another punch out.
Oh, slider, slide.
Does Dylan Cease make sense for the Cubs? Is a reunion a fair request for a Cub fan?
The Cubs rotation was 27th in Major League Baseball in strikeouts per nine innings. 27th. They don't have a lot of swing and miss power stuff in the rotation. They must go and find one, if not two. So yes, Dylan Cease makes a lot of sense. There are other guys I like a little better in terms of the fit and how the money might fit. But yeah, Dylan Cease makes a lot of sense. What's weird about him is the ERA numbers have never matched the stuff, including this past year. Like, you look at him and you're like, I wonder what it is. So he's a guy who you probably need to look under the hood a little bit with the analytics, or maybe with the pitch usage. And maybe you're the Cubs and you can do what some of the smart franchises do, where you're like, hey, lean on this instead. Lean on that instead. And you can untap some true dominance, because he hasn't had consistent dominance. But Lord knows the stuff is there.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
There it is.
There it
yes.
is.
Yes. Yes. The stuff is there. It is flummoxing to see him not be dominant when you know he has dominating stuff.
4.55 ERA this past year, a 4.58 in 23. 22 was a truly, truly great year. But these last 3 years, he's been healthy and productive, but has not been dominant. But the stuff still is there.
If they walk away with Dylan Cease in the offseason, does that feel like enough of a win?
They need more. They need some bullpen arms. I think they need offense, as we talked about a little bit yesterday.
I agree with you on the offensive front.
So yeah, you know, I really like Michael King, Cease's teammate with the Padres, but that'd be a huge get to get Dylan Cease, who's probably going to sign for $170 million, $180 million, maybe as much as $200. Scott Boras is Dylan Cease's agent and had a one-on-one with our Bruce Levine on the Marquee Sports Network. Here's Boras.
Well, I think we all know how Dylan Cease pitches in Wrigley Field. He is dominant. And to have durability, to have dominance, he has got both. Other than Skubal next year, I don't see a pitcher in the market coming that is going to have that the potentials that Cease has and the proven element of durability to go along with that quality and potential. So 200 strikeouts a year, you know, it's just not something the game has. Everybody knows that when you go into the playoffs, you want a number one. Why? You got a five-game series. You want him to throw twice. You want to have that chance. You want to have your most dominant arm out there. That's why the Dodgers signed Blake Snell. And so those teams that are doing that are winning championships. And I think getting those types of arms are really, really increase your opportunity to achieve that.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's right about the high-end arms who can really give you length. The thing is that Cease doesn't really give you length. Cease, like, tends to end up throwing a lot of pitches and kind of scrambling and scuffling. He didn't give the Padres length when he started for them against the Cubs at Wrigley in the postseason. And he often hasn't given you length. He's given you innings overall when you look back at the end of a year, but not length in specific starts very often. He's a really interesting dude. You got a lot of homework you got to do on him to know exactly what you're getting.
And we do know that there have been success stories from Cubs Pitch Lab. And the point that you bring up of like, hey, I know you got five pitches, man. Why don't you try throwing three? Like, let's figure out how to make you more situationally strong and just throw three pitches. Yeah. And let's move on with some of this stuff.
Yeah, you'd think that would have been unlocked for him if it was something like that, you know? Like, hey, man, that slider's just not hittable. Just throw it a lot more. Throw it a lot more. I mean, maybe the arm hurts every once in a while when he does. I don't know. But, yeah, these are some of the things. A lot of interesting reaction to the Cubs offense conversation yesterday on social media and more. And we'll see. There really is only one spot where they could make a big improvement. And to me, that's third base. So that's why Suarez or Bregman, if you want to go get kooky, is the thing.
The thing about making a move at third base for the Cubs is how much do you believe that Matt Shaw can get better quicker? And how much better does he need to be for you to make the jump versus spending some money on guys that you already know do the thing that you need Matt Shaw to do? I'm with you. I think that they need to upgrade that position from an offensive standpoint. I also understand the idea of, well, he's young and he's under control, and there were bright moments
That's
inside
great.
Of his season.
That's lovely. So he can be on your team. It's a wonderful piece to be on your team. That's a good base runner. That's a good defender, probably at multiple positions, and you can let him do that. And if your third base signee sucks or
he's
gets
right
hurt,
there.
He's right there for you. Yeah, I mean, your bench ought to... I mean, imagine your the starting bench is Casey and Ballesteros and Shaw. Love that.
Is Shaw more valuable than Turner as a bench piece?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. So you can figure that out. Hey, you got a guy, Luis Robert. Uh-huh. He's very, very skilled, and he's on your Chicago White Sox. Lawrence is not necessarily thrilled about that.
I'm not. I kind of figured this would be over.
It's not over.
That Getz could kind of do his own thing a little bit, and it's...
Well, Getz still thinks that they can trade Luis Robert, even now that they picked up the option.
Right, but you're paying...
Well, yeah. So they still have the control, and they could maybe still even do that.
I know we already had this
argument. Easy, guys. Easy. All right. Easy. Don't fight again about it. Okay.
Yeah, we already had this argument.
Shut up, Tanny. What are you doing?
Fight. Wow. Shut up, Alex.
Hey, Alex is done taking shots for the hour. Well, just from me, you can still do it, Tanny, if you want.
Thank you, Mr. Spiegel.
Alex, good to see you, man.
Lawrence, you got one too.
I should probably not do anything stupid, considering.
Here's Chris Getz talking about Luis Robert.
We need to continue to listen, and you know he's still very attractive.
That's all you wanted to play? Is that?
That's it.
He is still very attractive.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, debate this.
I remember the first
time. There's no debate.
Paul, there's no debate.
He's still in his prime years, as far as I'm concerned.
I remember the first time I saw him in the clubhouse in Camelback, and he was changing his shirt. And we'd all heard about, Luis Robert, he's an Adonis. He looks unbelievable. And then I was there, and I was like, yep, and that checks out. That is not the way that anyone I've ever seen, perhaps in a baseball clubhouse, looks.
I believe it was Aaron Bummer who said he was an Under Armour mannequin. I believe that was the big...
Oh, man, what a compliment. Like, that's a compliment right there.
Yeah, that's good.
You ever hear Nate Bargatze talk about that?
No.
Talk about wearing an Under Armour shirt and how it's worse than not wearing a shirt.
It just exposes you.
He's like, instead of, like, if you're going to get plastic surgery, just walk in with that shirt and they'll go, hey, here are all the trouble areas that you have.
Thanks for showing us. Thanks for making
it this
easy.
Thanks for wearing that shirt. And being an Under Armour model, having an Under Armour model body, that's top notch.
We need to continue to listen. You know, he's still very attractive. He is. Plenty of organizations have reached out and expressed interest. But that's been, you know, the case for a while now. So you know, from our standpoint, you know, we look at, you know, not only what he did in that second half, but also, you know, what we anticipate him doing next year in future years. You know, we believe in the player. We do. And so, you know, we don't want to be short-sighted. And if there's an opportunity that makes sense, then you know, something needs strong consideration. We'll have those conversations. But if it doesn't come together, we'll still be very happy to have Lou Robert in center field.
So, yeah, they're going to be happy to have him.
It sounded like he was talking himself into it.
Yeah, I think you're hearing things because you need to be talked into it.
I do not need to be talked into it. I know exactly how I feel.
Well,
Tanny, can you run it again?
He's here.
Listen to Chris Getz talk himself into the idea of keeping Luis Robert.
You know, he's still very attractive. He is. We need to continue to listen, and you know he's still very attractive. He is. Plenty of organizations have reached out and expressed interest, but that's been, you know, the case for a while now. So, you know, from our standpoint, you know, we look at, you know, not only what he did in that second half, but also, you know, what we anticipate him doing next year, in future years, you know, we believe in the player. We do. And so, you know, we don't want to be short-sighted. And if there's an opportunity that makes sense, then you know, something needs strong consideration, we'll have those conversations. But if it doesn't come together, gosh, we're still be very happy to have Lou Robert in center field.
Yeah, I don't hear him trying to talk himself into it.
He's totally trying to talk himself into it.
I hear him trying to
drum up business.
No, I hear him trying to elucidate a thin margin decision that he has locked in on. It's not like a 90-10. Of course we're going to keep him. It's probably a 60-40. Like, it just makes sense to keep him because they get one more shot to try and trade him before the deadline, and they didn't want to just give him away for nothing. So he's locked into that 60-40 decision. He's trying to elucidate it, and he's willing to not come off like it's a 90-10.
Can I just say, though, that the second half thing is a bit of a misnomer? Luis Robert played 31 games in the second half of last season.
That's not a lot.
He didn't play in September.
Yeah, it's,
that's the biggest flaw with what he said. It's like, you know, we feel good about what he can do next year and the coming years. It's like, well, what is a typical Luis Robert season?
Yeah, in the coming years is a nod towards trade value because they're not going to keep him past this coming year.
Yeah, but you can't even, like, that's not even an actual selling point if you were trying to talk another GM into acquiring this guy.
He's dependable. He'll be around.
Right, yeah. You can project his numbers to be this. You can't even do that.
Yeah. But, Tanner, you get the decision, like, to stick with him.
Absolutely, yeah. It's, you know, you got to catch lightning in a bottle, hope he gets hot. You know, it's the same thing every year with this player, you know. So, but I understand why they did it. You know, I probably would have done the same thing, to be honest. You know, yeah, you just don't let him walk for nothing, in my opinion.
Okay, that's where things stand. All right, well, that concludes our talks on the GM meetings.
Folks, if you have a Scott Borisism for a White Sox or Cubs player, feel free to send them in via text 312-644-6767.
Yes.
Maybe you'll be the funniest.
You can use the voice message feature on the Odyssey app as well.
That's the meatball machine? Oh, I didn't know we were allowed to use
this
that.
This is why, you know, listener-driven content, you know.
But that's actually that's the best way to do it, though. That way we're not doing it live and no one has to feel like they're on the hook live.
That is a good way to do it.
Which can mess people up occasionally.
Good job, Alex. Way to go, man. Crush that.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.